Welcome, friends. My name is Sophie, and I am a yoga health guide on her journey for truth, hydration, and wholeness. I am grateful our paths have crossed. Enjoy the episode.
Good evening, and long time no chat. Yogi Sophie here, and coming at you from the bathtub. I am taking some self-care, and I'm on what I'm calling a media sabbatical.
And here to talk about it, it's day two. I made a lengthy post on the socials. But I just have things that need to be put to actual words through the ethers. Here we go. You can tell it's been a while since I've done this. I'm a little woo-woo. I'm also, relaxing, so that could be why. A media sabbatical. So my intention is just to get calmer, clearer, more discerning on what I'm bringing into my life. There is so much that we consume every day, physically and through the ether sphere, and we have to digest all of it. You can hear Sergeant Whiskers in the background. We have to digest everything that comes in. I am digesting looking at my tube of body scrub, right? I have to take that in and digest that through my entire system in order to understand what it is, to assess if it's a threat or not, and then to decide if I'm going to move on with my life or not, right? And this applies to not just the simple mundane things. This applies to everything. Like, I can look at a bowl of ice cream and decide, is this a threat to me or not right now? Am I about to bring this in to digest it? A lot of times it usually is a threat. It's just a craving, and it's going to go against my wisdom to consume it. And once in a while, it's exactly the medicine that I need. But taking this and applying it to media, everything has some sort of agenda, right? And, there's a lot of good out there. I understand that. There's plenty of people and information and resources with a pure heart. And then there's a lot that has been touched by the nefarious. And depending on how deep you go, that can mean many things to many people. But unfortunately, these days for me, it's feeling a little life and death. And that just kind of tells me that there's too much coming in that is threatening to my homeostasis, to my world, my self-care and mental well-being, most of all. And I'm ready to see what life was like. I shouldn't say that. I should say I'm ready to remember what life was like before all of this tech, What a special situation to be in, right? It said that these millennials that were born in the 90s, the last kids to, have a childhood without tech, around the way it is these days. Back in those days, we were told never to sit too close to the screen because it's going to kill our eyesight. Got in our brain cells, really. I think that was the biggest one. But these days, we have VR headsets that are held right up to our brains, our third eyes. they're helping to calcify our pineal glands, kill our intuition, fry up our melatonin so we don't sleep. And not only that, just from the light alone, but what about what it is you're taking in? If you're someone who's playing intense, maybe more violent video games, that's something that your body has to realize, like, is this a threat or not? To me, I can't handle those a lot, right? Everyone's different. My husband can handle them just fine. He can digest it well. But me, being somewhat more of a vata pitta, those things aggravate my imbalances. They intensify me. They tense me up and stress me out. And then there's, of course, all the demonic shit that's coming to the surface. And what's happened with my rabbit hole that I dug into is it's now turned me into somebody who is triggered and always on alert at every single thing. It's turning me into somebody who can't take a joke without seeing, like, hey, that came from, like, nefarious undertones, or, yeah, that's a little demonic, or, you know, I see this big wide web that, you know, whatever you want to call it, the Illuminati or the cabal has woven, and I don't want to be a part of it. I want to know what it's like to be completely disconnected from it, because right now, you know, I feel the stress of needing my phone attached to me 24/7, right? And that, I know that that stress is more than just, yeah, I have responsibilities with children and animals. It's so much more than that. It's it's that addiction to being distracted, which is exactly what they want. It's that addiction to picking up the phone and opening up the gram and scrolling and seeing someone who seems to be doing better in life than you and making you feel bad about it. So you go and spend more money on all the industries that keep us, A, broke, confused, depressed, anxious, you know? And I'm not saying there's not good in some of these places, right? Yoga, amazing. It's been brought over here, but the yoga industry, not as much of a fan of, you know, and I hope to navigate myself with integrity through that world so that it stays authentic. It stays yoga, unity. So all that being said, day two, I'm bored. I keep calling people like, hey, how's it going? How's life? Because I just, you know, there's a lot of space to be filled now. And at the, you know, on one hand, I get a little annoyed. Like I really just want to snuggle up and watch some TV before bed. But I know that that's a bad habit that got ingrained into me recently. And instead, I'm sitting here and I'm making a self-care calendar on Canva. Like I'm getting creative and I'm getting all these ideas pop up for like myself and really just finding less tension overall. I will say it's only day two, right? But already less tension. Already I can leave my phone at home while I go somewhere, which is a really great feeling. So it's good stuff so far. I've got a lot of knitting done. That was one of my intentions. I have a lot of projects I'd like to work on, but I'm finishing a special order at the moment. And other than that, I'm taking, again, I'm in the bath. I'm taking self-care baths. I am doing a good face routine. I'm doing an in-depth dental routine because that's super important for my health. And cooking more, you know. I would love to stick to being a fruitarian. Just with the way life was going, I was not prioritizing self-care, so it wasn't working. You know, you have to do a certain combination of things for that to work, and I just wasn't. So I'm eating regular food, which is fine. Like, it feels good. I have no digestive upset. I just know that if I eat too much bad food, I wake up the next day with so much mucus or ama toxicity, or that which is not self in my body trying to get out. So shifting to being cleaner and meal planning, which is lovely, and just trying to stay grounded throughout this time. So what does it take to do a media sabbatical? Well, for me, I have pretty much renounced everything except cookbooks. Like a self-care book is coming in, an Ayurvedic self-care book, just to, like I said, I'm really focusing on self-care these next few weeks. Yeah, cookbooks, my self-care book, and the emails that I have to, you know, handle, as everybody does. And so that means, yeah, no music. No music, no information coming in, no Instagram, no Facebook, no signing up for free courses, no paying for new courses, just talking to people, reading cookbooks, and taking in the information of the sun, you know, watching the sun rise, watching the sunset, getting some good sun gazing in. Today was really beautiful. I was able to see just the vibrations of data and information coming into my body, and it's just so beautiful to watch that slip behind the mountains. Snuggling pets, watching a couple pinchers and some big fluffy cats right now, and all of them except one loves to snuggle, and so I'm falling asleep at night holding this kitty cat's hand and snuggling this sweet little pincher girl in front of the fireplace, and while the giant one rips the blanket off of us. And yeah, so far it's a beautiful time. I'm not gonna say everything's great. Like, I did have a little anxiety, you know, attack this morning due to something, but being able to come out of it is easier when you're not so pulled in a million different directions due to just the media and everything that's in the world. So that's where I'm at. Great to be here. I do hope to be on here a little bit more. I kind of fell out of it thinking like, oh, I ain't got nothing to talk about, but like, holy shit, I got a lot to talk about. I just have to put it pen to paper, so to speak, voice to recording app, whatever. I love you all. Thank you for listening, whoever's out there. And if this served you, please share it, forward it along. I would love for this to grow, and I would just love to connect with you if you are someone who wants to chat about anything and everything. All right. Talk to you later.